Car chaos. 1.
In some places, they ban cars from city centres altogether. In Florence, in Italy, for instance, the whole of the city is for pedestrians only from 7:30 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening.
2.
Another idea is to make people pay if they want to bring their cars into the city centre. They do this in Singapore. They have checkpoints around the centre, and if you're bringing your car in, you can be stopped, and if you've got less than 4 people in it, then you have to pay.
3.
Netherlands is one place which is particularly keen on this idea, being such a flat country. There are now 14,000 kilometres of cycle paths there, so you can go more or less anywhere by bike.
4.
In Britain, in some cities, they're using what they call a park and ride scheme. They build big car parks on the outskirts of the city, and you park your car there, and then there's a bus which takes you into the city, you do your shopping, whatever, get the bus back again to your car.
5.
In Portland, Oregon, in the United States, they decided not to build a new motorway at all, and instead they used the money to improve bus services and build a new railway. So now most people leave their cars at home and use public transport instead.
6.
In Hong Kong, for example, there's a computer-based system which tracks cars' movements in the city centre, and drivers are billed monthly according to when and how often they've driven into the city centre.